Let us first have a word of prayer.
主，我感谢你把我们召聚到你面前来。
Lord, we thank thee that thou hast gathered us in thy presence.
你向我们显出你的恩典是何等的高，你的荣耀是何等的美。
Thou hast manifested unto us thy grace is high and thy glory is beautiful.
你并且给我们很清楚地看见，在你所做的功德里头，你已经把我们带进你自己的荣耀的华美。
And thou hast shown us that in thy finished work thou hast already taken us into thy beauty and thy majesty, thy glory.
你让我们活着是等候要见你的面。
And thou allow for us to live to prepare to see thy face.
不单是见你的面，而是被我把我们完全毫无保留地带进你自己的荣耀里。
Not only to see thy face, but to bring us completely into thy glory.
我们要向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship thee.
要把荣耀归给你。
We have to give thee all the glory.
主，你召聚我们到你面前来的时候，
Lord, as thou gather us into thy presence,
我们非常乐意地在这里等候要听你自己的话。
We're willing here to await for thee to hear thy word.
是你自己的话领我们进入你的荣耀。
It is thy own word that will lead us into thy glory.
是你自己的生命扶持我们，供应我们走进你的荣耀。
It is thy life, thy own life that will sustain us and will lead us into thy
glory. 我们是在你这样的恩慈的里面，从认识你到完全丰满地得着你。
And it's according to thy grace that we have come to know thee and to completely gain thee.
但是我们的主，你知道我们带着许多的软弱和短缺。
But Lord, thou knowest well how lacking we are and how we have come short.
但愿你话语的照明，让我们更深地会靠近你的至极。
May the enlightenment of thy own word will draw us near to thee.
借着你生命的扶持来脱离一切的限制和捆绑。
Through the sustaining of thy life, we'll be delivered from all bondage and hindrance.
自由的、喜乐的进到你的面光地上。
That freely, joyfully, we can enter into thy light.
如今在地上要叫你的名得荣耀。
Lord, that will glorify thyself on earth.
到那一天要叫万有都伏在你的面前敬拜称颂感谢你的自己。
So on that day, all creation will bow before thee to give praises and thanksgiving unto thee.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你所做的事量大。
Because it is this great thing thou hast done.
你要用着你自己的手把我们从什么都不是而带进这样大。
And with thy own hand, thou hast made us from nothing into this something great.
我们就仰望我们的主，照着你的意思做工在我们身上。
Lord, we look unto thee according to thy own will, work upon us.
做到一个地步，真的是叫我们显出你的自己。
I work until that we will manifest thyself.
荣耀归给你。
And then all glory be thine.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们一回到希伯来书的腓立比书的时候，
When we return back to the book of Philippians,
我们就非常非常喜乐地领会到一件事情。
With joy, we're able to understand one matter.
那按照保罗写希伯来书时候的那种光景，
That is according to the condition of Paul as he wrote this book.
他身是在监狱里。
Even though physically he was in prison.
但是他灵在连接到天上的宝座。
But in spirit he is connected with the throne in heaven.
他身虽然是背负着环境给他的那个重担。
Even though in the body he is with a heavy burden.
但是他生命里却担起教会所有遇到的那一些我不知道该怎么说，各种各样的限制、捆绑，甚至是摧残。
Yet in life he has borne the burden of all that is upon the church. I don't know how to put it, but perhaps in the suppression, in the trampling, in the dealings with the church.
尽管他自己是落在这样的环境里，
and even though Paul himself is under such a condition,
但是他发表出来的是父神宝座上。一个非常宝贝的心思。
But what he manifests unto us is a very precious thought of God the Father from the throne.
他要叫神的教会看见 神如今在他们身上所要做成的是什么。
Paul desires for the church to see what it is that God will accomplish today.
啊，他要建立他自己的教会。
And that God himself will establish his own church.
啊，我相信弟兄姊妹到现在一定已经领会到这一点。
Now I believe brothers and sisters, by this point, you have understand.
在那神永远的旨意来，如今是把一件事情摆在一个非常非常关键的时刻。
That in the eternal purpose of God, now is a very, very crucial time.
什么事呢？
What is that?
建造教会。
That point is to establish the church.
教会不是神永远旨意的目的。
The church is not the purpose, the eternal purpose of God itself.
但是教会是我们主必须要做成的一件最关键的事。
Yet the establishment of the church is a very crucial completion in the eternal purpose of God.
我相信弟兄姊妹已经慢慢的能领会到一点。
I believe brothers and sisters, gradually we understand.
主自己说。
The Lord himself said.
他把他的教会建造在这磐石上。
That I will build my church upon this rock.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And the powers of Hades will not overcome it.
弟兄姊妹们也很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
神现在所整个工作的焦点是在建立基督的身体。
The focal point of God's work is to establish the body of Christ.
你说神为什么把那么重的心意放在教身体的建立里呢？
Now perhaps we might wonder why is it that God's focus is upon the building of his church?
因为神把教会放在一个非常宝贵的地位。
That is because God has placed the church in a very precious position.
就教会成为神永远旨意里头首先的有指望的人。
That is because God has placed the church in his eternal purpose as those who first hope in Christ.
并且借助这个在主里在基督里成为首先有盼望的人，做神那永远计划成就的基础。
And it is for us who are first to hope in Christ, we are the foundation of that eternal purpose of God.
教会一天不建立，
as long as the church is not established,
国度就不能来。
Now the kingdom will not come.
国度就不能来的话，
and if the kingdom does not come,
新天新地就好像遥遥无期。
It seems as if new heaven and new earth is very far away.
但是感谢神，
but we thank God.
主非常清楚给我们看到的。
The Lord clearly shows us.
什么时候教会建造完成？
Whenever the church is complete,
主就来了。
The Lord will come.
主回来了。
And when the Lord returns,
国度也就跟着来了。
And the kingdom will follow.
国度来了以后，
and after the kingdom comes,
新天新地的门就打开了。
It opens the door for the new heaven and new earth.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们曾经用过一点点时间，
now we have used some time,
看到了教会的建造是怎么一回事。
To look into this matter of how the church is being built.
那是用腓立比书的话来说，
to use the words in Philippians,
我们众人都被带到同一个心意，就是主的心思成了我们的心思的时候，
that we have been brought into one accord, that is, we will have this mind in us which was also in Christ Jesus.
教会就建造了。
And that is when the church is established.
主给我们看见这个教会建造的路是怎么走。
The Lord also shows us the path in the building of the church.
但是问题又来了。
But again the issue comes.
那教会是照着这样走。
The church goes in this way.
要走到什么时候才叫做走到尽头？
When then is the end of this path?
我们这一代人过去了，后一代人接上来。
When the first generation passed, the next generation comes.
如同前一代的弟兄姊妹们走过了，我们接上来。
Just as the generation before us has gone this way, and now we have followed.
接了好多代了。
And there have been many generations.
现在主还没来。
And yet the Lord has yet to return.
那主什么时候来？
When then will the Lord return?
我记得好几年前我们聚会里头一个主题是说催促主的快来。
I remember many years ago when the theme of the conference is to hasten the Lord's return.
但是到了今天主还没有来。
But even until today, the Lord has yet to return.
那是不是我们还是在建造里呢？
Is it that we are still in the building work?
的确是在建造里。
Yes, we are still being built.
但是问题不是在我们 是不是在建造里?
But the question ought not to be, are we being built?
实际上我们要看到建造的目的是什么时候完成?
But the focus ought to be, when does that building work completed?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们上次交通的时候特别提到,
last time when we shared, we mentioned,
在教会的建造的过程里,
in the process of the church being built,
我们要学会了, 活在基督是我们的元首,
we have to learn to live under the fact that Christ is our head.
同时,
at the same time,
众肢体要连接起来, 显明那个身体,
all the members of his body must be coordinately fitted together to manifest his body.
现在问题就在这里,
so then that's the issue.
什么时候那个身体显得出来?
When does that body be manifested?
我们怎么知道那个身体显得出来?
When do we know that body is being manifested?
主好像没有给我们说过这样的话,
it seems as if the Lord did not give us any word concerning that.
但是我们感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
虽然主没有正规跟我们说, 到，当你们学习教会的建造到了这一个点, 那我就来了。
Even though the Lord did not directly plainly say, this is the point when the church is complete, then I will come at this point.
主虽然没有很准确的这样给我们点出来,
even though the Lord did not directly point this specific point out to us,
但是他确实是让我们知道有两个事实,
But the Lord does give us two facts for our assurance.
那如果这两个事实完成了,
now when these two facts are completed,
主就来了,
the Lord returns.
那两个是什么事实?
What are these two matters?
头一件事情,
the first point,
那是得救的人数填满,
that is the number of those who are saved are filled.
第二件事情,
the second matter,
基督的丰满成为教会的丰满,
that the fullness of Christ becomes the fullness of the church.
得救人数的天满是在罗马书11章上头给我们了解到的。
Now we can come to understand this first point from Romans chapter 11, when the numbers of those who are saved are filled.
因为主在那里给我们看见,
because the Lord there shows us,
当得救的人数填满的时候,
when the numbers of those who are saved are filled,
主就来了,
the Lord shall return,
来接以色列的百姓, 回到以色列人该站那个地位上,
he will come to return to bring the people of Israel back into the position which they ought to stand. And that is the first point concerning the kingdom.
这是一方面的事,
that is one aspect.
但是得救的人数要填满,
but those who are saved must be filled.
所以弟兄姊妹们在我们爱慕服事主的事上面, 很准确地掌握着 传福音的事情，这个事情是我们必须要留意的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, as we are desiring to serve the Lord, to spread the gospel is one matter that we have to pay attention to.
但是我们不知道得救的人数是多少。
Yet we do not know what that exact number will be.
这个不需要我们知道。
And that is not a number we need to be careful of.
只要我们在这里就
But we will continue to do the work.
主在他那边有数目,
and the Lord himself has the number in mind.
到了那个时候,
and at that time,
主就知道时候到了,
the Lord knows the time is up.
那么转到另外一方面呢?
Now then on the other matter,
那是说基督的丰满呢?
That is the fullness of Christ.
基督的丰满成为教会的丰满,
when the fullness of Christ becomes the fullness of the church.
这个是我们比较难以传 留意的,
this may be something more difficult for us to grasp. Because we don't know then where that standard is.
到了哪一个标准,
when is that standard meet that the church is full? We thank the Lord. It seems as it is same like the numbers of those who are saved are filled. We cannot fathom this. But God himself knows full well.
在神自己的观察里头,
under the examination of God,
教会到了一个地步,
when the church has come to a point,
基督的丰满在那里充满了,
when the fullness of Christ fills all,
那主也说,
and the Lord says, it is time.
这两个时间应该是同一个时候来到的。
Now these two times ought to meet.
那我只是提到这样的一个问题出来的时候, 让弟兄姊妹们来知道为什么 当我们来看到基督的教会要建造的时候，我们那个注意点应该放在哪里？
I bring up this issue is so when brothers and sisters pay attention to this matter of how the church is being built, where our focal point ought to be.
而不是放在聚会的人数有多少。
Our focus ought not to be the quantity of those who are gathered together.
不是放在我们工作的那个范围内容有多少。
The focus ought not to be the scope or the content of our service, how much that is.
我们该注意的是什么呢？
But what ought we pay attention to?
是我们什么时候做到主感觉满意了。
Our focus ought to be how do we serve that the Lord himself will be satisfied.
所以主没有叫我们看到究竟是哪个时候他会来。
Therefore, the Lord does not show us what is the exact time he will return.
他确实非常清楚给我们指出我们该跟随的路是 该怎么走。
Yet, he clearly shows us what is the path we ought to follow.
为什么主没有把那一个神所要求做成的事情说得更清楚一点呢？
Why is it the Lord did not clearly declare unto us what exactly does God the Father desire to be completed?
弟兄姊妹你就知道了。
Brothers and sisters, then we realize.
腓立比书就给了我们有一点点的答案。
In Philippians, we see a little bit of that answer.
那我们现在来看一点点腓立比的经文。
Now, read some passages from Philippians.
我们先来到第一章。
Let us read Philippians chapter 1.
从十二节开始。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 12.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁在一应全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。有的传福音是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且我还要欢喜。
We have read from verses 12 to 18. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice.
我不是要解说这一段的话。
I'm not to interpret this passage.
我是要用着这一段的话来让弟兄姊妹看到。
But with this passage, I desire for brothers and sisters to see.
这是教会的一般的光景。
This is the general condition of the church.
就是说
That is to say,
在工作在做事情服侍的事情上面也许是没有什么差别。
That is in work or on the surface, it does not make a difference.
都是摆出那一个名堂为着主。
We all have this agenda that is for the Lord.
但事实上不见得是为着主。
But the reality is, it may not be for the Lord.
所以他保罗在那里说，有人传福音是为了嫉妒纷争。
Therefore, Paul says, some preach out of envy or for strife.
有人传福音是为了好意。
And some out of sincerity.
你说传福音还有嫉妒纷争的事情吗？
Perhaps you question why preaching the gospel it would be done of envy and strife.
传福音。 还有那那杂杂的东西吗?
Would spreading the gospel be of a complex matter?
弟兄姊妹们，你不看一般称为基督教的光景，你不会了解这个事情。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not take note of the general condition of Christianity, we will not take note of this condition.
那就算我们把眼睛转过来看一些乐意寻求神的儿女们的聚集的里面。
Even if we focus our attention squarely on those children of God who have a desire for the work of God, even in their condition, we might see some of this.
你说这样，教会如果这样下去,
if we see the church continue on this condition,
教会就能成长了吗?
Can the church mature?
基督身体就建立起来了吗?
Can the body of Christ be established?
工作是不断地扩大,
yes, the work continues to grow and expand.
但是基督有没有扩大呢?
But has Christ increased?
基督有没有增加呢?
Has Christ grown?
我说我不是要解释多段圣经。
Now I said I'm not explaining this passage.
我是借着这段圣经引出保罗为什么在他那么困苦的环境里头，圣灵用着他来写腓立比书。
But it is through this passage we get to understand and see Paul, even in his afflictions, he is used to write this book of Philippians.
如果弟兄姊妹，你再翻到第二章的时候，
Then, brothers and sisters, if we continue to look into chapter 2,
你又看到一些问题来了。
We then see also other issues.
那些问题呢？
Those issues.
是很 好像是很轻微的。
It seems as
指出 教会里面一些实际的光景。
It seems as if those issues very lightly points out some of the general conditions in the church.
话语是正面说的。
It's spoken very positively.
但是实际是对着教会的一些不太正面的事情来发表。
Yet the words are directed at some very negative behavior in the church.
但是带出一个结论。
But the conclusion is
就是上一次交通的时候，我特别提出来的那句话。
And I especially mentioned these words last time as we fellowship together.
啊，你们当以基督的心思做行事。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
虽然许许多的事情是好像跟教会的建立不能很正常的。
Even though many of these things mentioned does not very positively, normally show us directly with the growth of the church.
但是主实在是需要教会回到这一个正常的光景里头。
But the Lord must have the church return into this normal condition.
那这个正常的光景是什么?
And what is that normal condition of the church?
进到神的家里,
that is when we enter into the house of God.
你来到神的儿女的
And when we are amongst the children of God,
你所碰到的应该是什么?
What is it that we ought to come in contact with?
很熟悉的一句话,
it is words we're familiar with.
除了自己什么都不应该碰到,
that aside from ourselves, we should not encounter anything else.
如果一碰到一些与主没有相干的事情,
if we encounter anything that does not have to do with the Lord himself,
弟兄姊妹们，腓立比就是那个
Then the matters in Philippians will appear.
那弟兄姊妹，你特别记得。
Now, brothers and sisters, we remember.
保罗一再在腓立比书里边说,
Paul again and again says in Philippians,
你们要喜乐,
rejoice.
我再说,
and again I say,
你们要喜乐,
rejoice.
那为什么不喜乐?
Why is it they do not rejoice?
我们一直进了主里头的人应该是喜乐的。
We who are in the Lord ought to rejoice.
那怎么还要保罗在那里提? 要喜乐,
Why is it that Paul continues to remind them to rejoice, and again I say rejoice?
保罗在他的话里头也有一点意思, 很有意思的。
In the words of Paul, there is this meaning that is very interesting.
保罗在第二章里边也说到一件事, 他说让我在听到你们的 光景的时候我就更喜乐了。
And Paul mentions this in chapter 2, when I heard of you, I rejoice all the more.
那 我们如果不把这些话整个的连接起来的话，我们觉得保罗在这里说几句话，那里说几句话，那里说几句话。
If we do not connect all these words together, we merely think Paul is saying a little bit here and a little bit there.
好像都 没有连接的意思,
it seems as if not connected at all.
但是你真正看到它当中那个连接的意思的时候,
but when we're able to read into and see how it is connected together,
哎呀, 你就知道一件事情,
then we'll understand one
什么事呢?
thing.
什么事呢?
What is that?
神的心思也是那样的,挂着一件事情, 叫神,
that is also in the mind of God that he is very mindful of this one thing in the church that he is not fully satisfied.
我说了那么许多的话,
now I've mentioned all these words.
弟兄姊妹,你知道我要带出一个什么,一个意思出来吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you understand, realize what is it that I'm trying to get at?
要叫我们看到, 圣灵感动保罗写腓立比书, 那个, 具体的原因在哪里?
And that is what is the very practical reason for the Holy Spirit inspiring Paul to write the book of Philippians.
保罗不是无中生有的在那里,就是,哦,现在有人从罗马去菲律宾,哎呀,挂个信给他们谈话谈话。
It is not without cause that Paul knows someone is on the way from Rome to Philippi, so let me write them a letter to converse with them. That is not the reason.
保罗写腓立比书的时候,心里头实在是有个很重很重的负担在哪里的?
In the heart of Paul, when he was used to write the book of Philippians, he has a
heavy
burden. And what is that heavy burden?
他要叫腓立比教会看到, 为什么你们现在失去了你们的喜乐?
It is in order for the Philippians to see why is it now that you have lost your joy.
那到了第四章,
in chapter 4,
我们就看到那个, 事实来了,
we see the reason.
弟兄姊妹翻到第四章来看几句话,
now, brothers and sisters, if we will turn to chapter 4 and read these words.
从第一节开始吧,
we'll read from verse 1.
我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们,你们就是我的喜乐,我的冠冕,我亲爱的弟兄,你们应当靠主站立得稳。
Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved.
我劝有阿爹和神都基要在主里同心。我也求你，你真实逢同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。还有，我们就读到的。
I beseech Euodias.
还是再读清楚。还有格利勉并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
I beseech Euodias and beseech Synatech that they be of the same mind in the Lord, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, which Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life.
弟兄姊妹们,从保罗这几句话的里头,你看到了,腓立比教会在喜乐里头有点失落,原因在哪里?
Now we can see then from these words, brethren, why the Philippians have lost their joy.
他们并没有离开主的道。They
did not depart from the way of the Lord.
他们虽然 仍然是在外面的好大的压力的底下,
they are still under much affliction.
但是他们仍然
but yet, by the Lord, they can still stand fast.
保罗也在这里说,你们这个事情做得正对。And
Paul says here, you have done well regarding this.
但是,
but,
你们同时要留意一件事。At
the same time, pay attention to this matter.
他首先就提到两个姊妹的名字。First,
he mentions by name these two
sisters. 一个是神都基,一个是友阿爹。One
is Euodias, and the other Syntyche.
那这两个姊妹在教会里头发生一点难处。
And there are difficulty with these two sisters in the church.
弟兄姊妹,很清楚的你要看到。
Brothers and sisters, we have to see clearly.
是这两个姊妹的难处。
It is the difficulty with these two sisters.
不是很多人的难处。
It is not a hardship with many.
是这两个姊妹当中的难处。
But it is a hardship between these two sisters.
但是这两个姊妹的难处呢?
Yet the difficulty between these two sisters.
在腓立比教会的里头就扩充扩大到一个地步, 就成了教会的难处。
Has expanded to a point, it has from Philippi has become a difficulty for the church. We don't know exactly what the difficulty is with these two sisters.
保罗的信上就说, 他们两个人当中发生了难处。
But in the epistle from Paul, we see there's hardship between them.
他就要劝这两个姊妹,
so he wants to entreat these two sisters.
要很准确地在神面前来解开那个难处。
To accurately deal with this hardship.
也让全教会的弟兄姊妹们要帮助这两个姊妹解决那一个难处，人与人中间的难处。
Paul also entreats the brethren to help assist these two sisters to handle this difficulty amongst the relationship between men.
那我们也许就会问了,
then perhaps we'll ask,
这两个姊妹发生难处,
the hardship between these two sisters,
就弄到全教会都不喜乐了吗?
Would it be so great that the whole church has lost his joy?
保罗也没有说你们, 他们的难处是什么?
And Paul did not state for us what that difficulty is.
但是就是叫我们看到, 就是两个人与人中间的难处就造成了教会失去了喜乐。
But it suffice to show us that even this difficulty between two people has caused the church to lose its joy.
那么这就值得我们去想想了。
But then this is worthy for us to consider.
什么事情会扩展到成为教会的难处呢?
How can this develop to be a hardship for the church?
以致的教会不能喜乐,
that the church cannot be joyful.
以致的教会好像心思上面很受伤啊。
It seems as if now the heart, the emotions of the church is harmed.
我们不知道是什么原因。
We don't know what the reason is.
保罗也没有告诉我们他们发生什么难处。
And Paul did not tell us what that difficulty is.
但是保罗说说出这两个姊妹他在 神和你们中间的那个服侍的身份。
But Paul does point out to us the status, the position which they had in the service to the Lord.
因为这两个姊妹呢,
now these two sisters,
他们是保罗的同工,
they are co-workers of Paul.
并且是与保罗一同劳苦做工的。
And they are those who are fellow laborers with Paul.
那既然是同工,
if they're co-workers,
那当然也就是彼此有相当的认识、了解、感情。
Of course, they would have a mutual relationship with one another, and they would come to understand and work together.
又与保罗一同劳苦做工的,
and there are those who are fellow laborers along with Paul.
那会有什么难处在他们中间发生呢?
What difficulty would appear before them?
弟兄姊妹,你想也不, 你想来想去, brother, 该有什么难处吗?
When we consider, brothers and sisters, there ought not to be any difficulty.
我个人想,
now, personally,
也一定不是什么难处,
I don't think it's many, any great difficulty.
但是呢, 确实有一些个难处, 是比我, 是我们不想象它是难处的。
But there are some hardship there, but it is not hardship as we would consider.
这一些难处,
now, such hardship,
是有意, 原谅我这样说, 不仅是这两个姊妹有这样的光景,
Now, forgive me for putting it this way, the hardship that they may have is not only a hardship for them. But even amongst all the children of God, subconsciously or not, we would also fall into this condition.
我一直在想,
I consider,
这两个姊妹有什么难处呢?
What is the hardship that could happen before these sisters? That they are beside Paul,
又与保罗同心,
and they are in one mind with Paul,
又一同承受劳苦,
and they are true yoke bearers.
怎么会发生难处呢?
What is the hardship?
想来想去想不到理由,
I just cannot think of the reason for it.
后来有一个了解,
but later I come to this understanding.
那个理解也可以说服, 自己深受到那种光景而悟出来的。
And I can say I have come to that understanding from personal experience that I had this thought.
那是什么呢?
What is that?
不是坏事。
It is not something bad.
事情是好事。
It is a good thing.
但是因为放在人的身上, 那个好事变了坏事。
But because that matter placed upon man, even though it is good, has turned bad.
我想来想去, 它发生的难处, 只可能有一个原因。
And I thought of the hardship they had. Perhaps there is only this reason.
是什么原因呢?
What is that reason?
恩赐上面有抵触。
And that is, there is a conflict amongst the gifts which they exhibited.
我们很不容易会想到会有这样的问题。
Now perhaps it is hard for us to imagine of such an issue.
恩赐是一个好事。
It is good for the gifts.
那怎么恩赐会发生难处呢?
Why is it there would be hardship because of the gifts?
我也不知道这两个姊妹他们的恩赐是什么。
Now I do not know what the gifts of these two sisters are.
他们可能是相同的恩赐。
Perhaps it's the same gift.
也可能不一定是相同的恩赐。
It may not be the same gift.
但是反正是恩赐上面。
Regardless, I believe it may be an issue with their gift.
恩赐是神给我们来让神的儿女们一同得造就的。
Now, gifts are given from God in order for the body to be edified.
这不是一件坏事。
This is not bad at all.
这是一件好事。
It is very good.
但是这个恩赐一落在这个出生在亚当里头的人,
But when these gifts are given upon us who are Adamic,
有时就有些时候, 就真的成为难处。
At times then, it will become a hardship.
怎么会成为难处呢?
Now, how can it become a hardship?
比方说,
For example,
我跟弟兄是有相同的恩赐。
Perhaps, for example, if my brother and I have the same gift,
那个恩赐是在福音上面的传递的。
And that gift is upon evangelism. And my brother also has a burden for the gospel. And so together we work for the Lord.
起初没有什么难处,
At first there's no hardship.
过了一阵子,
now after a short while,
有一点难处出来了,
there is some hardship appearing.
什么难处呢?
What is that?
我心里想,
I thought to myself,
你信主比我晚。
You believe in the Lord after I did. You come to serve after I did. Why is it in your service you have led so many to the Lord? And I believe in the Lord longer than you have. I have preached the gospel longer than you have. Why is it the fruit of my labor is not as evident as yours?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
难处就来了,
there is the difficulty.
里面对他的不服气,
then I am not very willing, submissive to that result.
还是觉得自己过不去了,
I cannot get by with that.
但是不管怎么样,
regardless of what the situation is,
这里就产生一个破口,
and so there is an opening there.
这一个破口,
and when there's ground,
时间, 累积一下就成了大破口。
And under the accumulation of time, that opening becomes bigger and bigger.
问题就不是在这两个人有破口。
The issue then is not there's an opening between these two individuals.
问题是这两个人他们中间的难处要成为跟他们接近的那些弟兄姊妹们发生了一些影响。
But the issue is those who have come into contact with these two individuals now are also impacted.
保罗在腓立比书里头没有提，像哥林多书那里边特别提到那个。
Now, in Philippians, in Philippians, Paul did not especially mention the matter of divisions and factions as in the book of Corinthians. That is the matter of their division.
但事实上在这里就暗暗藏着一个分门别类的问题出来。
But even in the book of Philippians, we're able to see that hiddenly.
因着我信主的,
and those who come to know the Lord because of me,
他们就听我的话,
they will come to listen to me.
那时候是因着弟兄信主的,
and those who came to know the Lord because of my brother,
听弟兄的话多一点,
they will tend to listen to that brother more.
谁说话都不准, 他说话就准,
whoever says anything is not right, but he is right.
跟随我的人也是一样,
and the same for those who follow
谁说话都不准,
me.
就是我说话, 他们就准,
others may not be right, but those, whatever he says is right.
弟兄姊妹们, 严肃不严肃?
And brothers and sisters, is that severe or not?
如果教会里头出现这种光景,
if there's such a condition in the church,
喜乐能不能维持在哪里?
Can there be sustained constant joy?
向着主, 大家都还喜乐,
toward the Lord, we are all joyful.
一看见人就不喜乐,
when we see man, then there's no joy.
弟兄姊妹，你这些事情不是只是在这人和人当中。
Brothers and sisters, this is not only amongst men.
也是不住的，常常会发生在服侍的交通的里头，或者是服侍的那个同心的里头。
Many a time, such phenomenon will appear in our service, in our fellowship.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有在一些地方看见的一些事。
I don't know, brothers and sisters may have seen the situation.
弟兄姊妹都聚在一起，我们一同祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we're all gathered together and we pray together.
很好。
It is good.
但是你发现一个情况。
But there is this appearance.
一些弟兄姊妹祷告。
When some brothers pray,
响应他阿们的人很多。
And those who respond to their prayer, a lot say amen.
另外一个弟兄祷告。
When another brother prays,
又有一些好多那个响应的阿们。
There may be many who respond by amen.
但是你发觉一个问题。
But you discover,
这个弟兄或是 这一批人里面，这个弟兄他在祷告的时候，给他阿门的人就是在这堆人的里头。
But those who say amen to this brother's prayer is in this group.
那另外一些人光景呢，也是同样的。
It is the same with the condition of the other group who says amen to the other prayer.
不仅是在这种情形里头，你会知道。
Not only under these conditions, we'll see.
还是有各种各样的情况。
But it manifests in other areas.
我不必说太多了。
I don't need to give too many examples.
我只是说一点点。如果弟兄姊妹你能体会到那一个光景，你就体会到当时保罗对这两个姊妹的事情写出腓立比书那么以重的信息。原因在哪里?
With these illustrations, I believe you understand what I'm getting at. So that is the very reason why Paul has to write the book of Philippians with such a heavy message toward these two sisters.
起初是好像是两个人的问题。
At first, it seems only to be an issue between these two individuals.
两个人发展成为两堆人的问题。
From two individuals, it's developed to now two groups.
那弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
当教会落到这样的光景里的时候
when the church is under such a condition,
教会能喜乐吗?
Can there be joy in the church?
教会不是不能喜乐
not only can the church not have joy, 但是那
个喜乐就是不能完全
but that joy is not complete.
你碰到一起的弟兄姊妹就很喜乐
when we are with certain brothers and sisters, we're
你碰到好像不跟自己在一起的你就觉得不那么喜乐
but when we're with other brethren who doesn't seem to be with us, then we're not as joyful.
弟兄姊妹在腓立比教会的里头有这种光景。
Brothers and sisters, this condition exists in the church in Philippi.
是不是只有腓立比教会的专利呢?
No, but is it only exclusive to the church in Philippi?
不是的。
No.
如果是的话,
if it were so,
圣灵不会用保罗在腓立比书里头写这样的信息。
The Holy Spirit would not use Paul to write such a message to the Philippians.
就说出了这是教会里面常常发生难处的问题。
But this clearly tells us this is a very often common issue in the church.
那这是发生难处的根源在哪里呢?
What is the origin of this hardship?
弟兄姊妹你就要回答了。
Brothers and sisters, we must return then.
如果我们真实的认识我们是基督的身体。
If we truly know that we are the church of Christ,
我基督是教会的元首。
We're the body of Christ and Christ is the head of the church.
向着主。
And we're all towards the Lord.
一切都是依据主。
And all is according to the Lord.
一切都是为着主。
It is all for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你就不会有在那里算算自己的功劳。
Then, brothers and sisters, we would not have the situation where let me calculate what my merits are.
你就会在那里不会与其他的弟兄姊妹们来比较他强还是我强。
And we would not have comparison amongst brethren who is stronger.
我说出这些话来的。
And when we have such words,
好像是让我们感觉我们没有那么坏吧。
When I put it this way, perhaps we think, oh, I'm better than that situation.
谁敢说这个话呢?
Who dare would say such a claim? We have experienced this,
we know. 我们可以说每一个人都没有办法脱掉这样的骚扰。
We can put it this way, none of us can be delivered from such disturbances.
那你说为什么会是这样?
We might question, why is that so?
我们 要看清楚一件事。
We must be clear on one
我们特别提过了。
Especially we mentioned.
教会的建造。
The building of the church.
是神那个很根、很基本、很必须要完成的那个基建的工作。
It is a very basic foundational work which the Lord must complete.
教会的建造有完成。
And once the church is complete.
主可以回来了。
The Lord will return.
国度来了。
And the kingdom will come.
新天新地也可以再望。
And then we can see the new heaven and new earth.
如果这个事情成就。
When this is accomplished.
神的对头就很苦恼。
Now then it would be woe to the adversary of God.
所以神的对头绝对不会允许神的教会有一条舒服的路走。
Therefore the adversary of God will not allow for the church to have a way of comfort.
所以我们看腓立比教会也好，看现在我们所经历的事情也好。
Therefore, when we look at the Philippian church or our own condition experience today,
外面的压力是很大的。
There is external pressure, it is great.
有些时候那些压力是很松散的。
Sometimes the external pressure is not as great.
有些时候那些压力是很温柔的。
At times the pressure might be very mild.
因为撒旦对付教会是有他自己的工作的方法。
Because Satan will have his ways, different methods if dealing with the church.
有些时候他是用着咆哮的狮子来对着你。
And sometimes fiercely as a roaring lion.
有些时候他又用一个很温柔的那个面貌来对付你，他装作一个光明的天使来给你看见。
At times it is mild and he disguises himself as the angel of light.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意到这样的一个属灵的事实，在教会的建造的过程里头。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we pay attention to the process of the building a church, when these phenomenons appear,
本来是两个人中间的一些小问题。
It is just a small issue between two individuals.
但是如果不在那个时候堵住这一个破口，
But if we do not close the gap at that time,
引出的那个问题宗派就产生了。
From that issue, then denominations will come forth.
我们现在来到神的面前，来认识到神的那个心思的时候。
When we come into God's presence to know of His heart,
对我们来说是有的时候是好像是很为难。
Sometimes it may be quite difficult.
你说宗派不对。
You say denominations are incorrect.
他好像他们也是还有对的地方。
But there are things that are done correctly.
你说他对。
And when you say they're correct,
你又时常觉得。在他们中间不能太有安息。
But many times we see in their midst there is not much rest.
你说怎么办？
What do we do then?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神不是叫我们从我们的感觉里头去来跟随主。
God does not desire for us to follow him according to how we feel.
神是要叫我们认定我们跟随主。的那个目的方向内容是什么？
But God desires us to acknowledge Him to follow according to what content and what is the direction.
是主的自己。
It is the Lord Himself.
那如果我们是向着主，
If we are towards the Lord,
我们计较的就不是计较。
What we're mindful of,
主以外的那事物。
What we take account is not anything outside of the Lord Himself.
那我们只是跟着主来走。
And we merely follow the Lord.
那所以说，这边的比书里。腓立比书里头那么重的要让我们回到主的心思里。
Therefore, it is so heavily emphasized in the book of Philippians, we must return to the mind of the Lord himself.
主是教会的元首。
For the Lord is the head of the church.
这一点我们懂。
We understand that point.
但是实际你是不是以他为元首？
But in reality, do we hold him as head?
主说的话是不是最明显最清楚的。
Are the words of the Lord most clear and evident?
你要跟随主跟随主的话。
If we want to follow, let us follow the word of the Lord.
你不是跟随人的话。
We are not following the words of man.
人的话也许是很对。
Perhaps the words of man seem correct.
但是人是不完整的人。
But man is not perfect.
完整的事情落到不完整的人的身上，也要给他弄成不完整。
When that which is good and perfect fall upon those who are not good and perfect will become imperfect.
就是我们从教会历史里头看到这种事情太多了。
Brothers and sisters, we see much of this throughout church history.
我刚才特别提到说，你一碰到宗派的问题的时候，你就是总得有些不太说不清楚的话。
Now, the example I raised about the denominations, when we encounter such an issue, there are just some things we are not very comfortable with.
你说他们不对，他们有对的地方。
You say that is wrong, but there are things that are correct.
但是他们有对的地方不等于他们全对。
But even though there are things that are correct, does not mean they're completely correct.
你跟他是对的地方，你不能说，因为他这个对，所以其他的我们也可以接受。
We cannot say, because they have done this correctly, then we can follow, accept all the rest.
我们的难处就在这里。
That's where our difficulty lies. But we thank the Lord.
主叫我们注意的是什么？
What is it that the Lord wants us to pay attention to? To have the same mind as Christ. What is that we pay attention to? What is God's desire? What is the word of God say?
我说说一件我自己个人的事。
Now let me give you a personal experience.
我在学校做学生的时候
When I was a student in school,
我们学里面有许多弟兄姊妹们
There are many brothers and sisters,
我们都在一起
We are gathered together,
我们在中间有些弟兄姊妹们那时我是不认识什么叫做主的心意的
At that time, I did not know what it is about the heart of the Lord.
我只是知道我是基督徒就是
All I know is the fact I am a Christian.
So, 在我们在学校的弟兄姊妹中间
So, amongst the students in school,
有些姊妹是蒙头的
There are some sisters who has their heads covered.
那时候我是很不高兴看见他们蒙头的
At that time, I was not pleased to see them have their heads covered.
虽然没有给他们有太多的顶撞
But I did not have too much opposition with them.
但是心里总是不舒服
I just felt uncomfortable within.
我说为什么就做这些呢多余的事情呢
Like I said, why is it doing so much extra things?
你蒙着头你又有什么特别呢
What's so special about having a head covering on?
那个时候就是这样
That's how I was at that time.
但是后来
But later on,
在主里头慢慢慢慢的主的怜悯一步一步的靠近主的心意的时候
gradually by the mercy of the Lord as I drew closer and nearer to his heart
那个心思就完全转过来
my thought was completely changed
听到一些姊妹说哎呀为什么要蒙头呢
Now, when I hear some sisters comment why is it I have to have my head covered
我里头那个反应就是说
and within I had the thought
为什么你不问为什么不要蒙头呢
Why is it you did not ask the contrary question? Why is it your head
is not covered? 你把那个问题弄过来的时候不是找到答案了吗
If we turn the question around, we'll find the answer
原来你就看到了蒙头那件事情不是一个动作
Therefore, we come to realize the matter of having our heads covered is not just merely an action
蒙头是一个功课
But having our heads covered is a lesson
是神儿女们中间的一个印证
It is a sign amongst the children of God.
不住地提醒我们，究竟我们到神面前来的时候，我们是占一个什么的地位
It is a constant sign to remind all the children of God when we gather in His presence what ought to be the position which we stand.
虽然在我们聚会里头，我们不强调蒙头。
Even though where we fellowship, we do not emphasize on having our heads covered.
你不愿意蒙头，我不一定要你蒙头。
If you do not want your heads covered, we would not enforce that.
但是姊妹们蒙头的时候，你也必须要知道，
but,
你蒙头不是多了一个装饰。
But sisters, realize when you have your heads covered, it's not merely you're adorning your head.
我现在多了一个装饰，说明我是比你更属灵。
Now that I have a more adornment on my head, then it signifies I'm more spiritual than you are.
不是这样的一回事。
No, that is not the case.
如果是这样子的话
If that is the case,
那这个动作的确是太多了。
Now then it's indeed an extra excessive action.
但是主让我们蒙头
But the Lord wants us to have our heads covered.
我们很清楚地知道我们在主面前是站在一个什么准确的地位。
It is in order for us to realize what is the accurate position we ought to stand.
来显明主的自己。
To display the Lord himself.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
什么时候我们能给带回到主的面前去的时候,
Whenever we're brought back into the presence of the Lord,
我们就把从人中间的难处里头去脱掉,
we'll be delivered from the difficulties amongst men.
那因此我们留意到在腓立比书里头, 很重要的一点就是你回到主的面前。
So a very important point we can see in the book of Philippians is that we must return back into the presence of the Lord.
怎么知道你是回到神的面前?
How then will we know now we have returned unto the presence of the Lord?
那就看你和肢体的关系是活在一个什么的光景里。
And that will confirm for us is what is the relationship now we have amongst the children of God.
你说我向着主就够了。
We say no, as long as I'm toward the Lord, that is enough.
肢体是别人的事, 不是我的事。
The members, the relationship amongst the members are others matters, not mine, as long as I'm with the Lord.
我向主对主说我好就可以了。
If I'm right with the Lord and he says I've done well, that is enough.
教会历史里头出了很多的事情。
Now, throughout church history, there are many things.
如果这个心思是对的话,
if such a thought is correct,
我想有一件事情在教会历史里头是应该要更多的出现。
Then I think throughout church history, this would appear even more.
是什么事呢?
What is that?
处处都是修道院。
That there will be many monasteries all over.
因为我们都做了修道士了，让我跟主的关系那么好。
Because if my relationship is so good with the Lord, then we will all be in monasteries.
我跟主的关系那么好，事情就解决了。
If I'm well with the Lord, then that solves the issue.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我们一进到基督里的时候,
when we enter into Christ,
首先神要叫我们什么叫做基督里。
Now first, God wants us to know what does it mean to be in Christ.
最容易叫我们领会的一件事情,
and most easy for us to understand the fact that we are in Christ,
就是基督有多大。
That is how great is Christ.
基督有多大。
How great is Christ?
我们说不出来,
we cannot fathom.
但是有个事实我们知道,
but there is a fact that we know.
不管是什么,
regardless of what it is,
你要放在基督里, 基督都能接过来。
If you're placed in Christ, Christ is able to accept you.
我们在建设聚会1000多人,
we have over 1,000 in this conference.
在人来看蛮多人咯。
When we see it, it's quite a few individuals.
但是一放在基督里,
but when we're placed in Christ,
你说, 基督能放在我们上吗?
Now, can Christ incorporate all of us?
说个笑话。
Now, tell you a riddle, a joke.
我们就是在这一个校园里头来聚会。
Now, when we're gathered in this university,
你有没有考虑过说,
have we considered then?
那么许多的人来到这个校园能 容忍得上吗?
Now, did we ever consider when all of us come to this university, can it take this much people?
我们不需要做这个考虑。
We don't need to be mindful of this consideration.
基督比这个校园更大。
Christ is much greater than this university.
大到你没有办法的计算。
He is so great we cannot fathom.
再多的人你都可以放在基督里。
Even more numbers we can place in Christ.
但是他既然放在基督里,
if we're placed in Christ,
那我们在基督里,
being in Christ,
就不会 我一半那个人是在基督里, 我有半个人是在基督以外。
There ought not to be half of me is in Christ, and half of me is outside of Christ.
这是不可能的。
That is impossible.
既然我们是在基督里,
if we're in Christ,
我们就成了一个。
We are whole.
所以你不能说, 我到了修道院, 我就注意我跟主的关系, 那就非常完满了。
So we cannot just be all in monastery and say it's just between the Lord and I'm perfected.
不是的。
No.
主所要的是一个身体。
What the Lord is desiring is a body.
主说他现在的主要的工作是建立基督的身体。
And the Lord himself said his main focus, his work is to build his body.
如果身体不显出来,
if the body is not manifested,
基督所做的就没有完成。
Then what God desires to do is not complete.
这个身体显出来,
and once this body is displayed,
基督的见证就在那里明显地摆出来了。
That is the testimony of Christ clearly placed there.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
那因此当我们说
Therefore, when we say,
当我们的心一回到主面前去的时候
When our hearts return back to the Lord,
我不是在这里说道理。
I'm not here preaching doctrine.
我是在这里说道理带着这个实际的。
But there's reality, practicality in this.
那个实际是什么呢？
What is that practical matter?
什么时候你的心一向着主？
Whenever our heart is toward the Lord.
你一连到主。
When we're connected with the Lord.
很自然的你就会想到弟兄姐妹。
Very naturally, we'll think of our brothers and sisters.
这个用不着别人叫你。
No one needs to teach us.
是从你里头出来的。
It is from within.
你就会注意到。与你一同在基督里的神的众的儿女。
We will then pay attention to the children of God who are gathered together with us.
虽然在那个认识感情和上面不一定是很浓厚。
Even though our understanding, our mutual understanding of relationship we have may not be very deep.
因为每一个人起初见面的时候啊，你总不会完全脱离那个陌生的感觉了。
But when we meet each other, when we encounter each other, we would not be strangers.
但是那个陌生并不阻挡我们里面是同在一个主的恩典里召聚出过来的。
Even though we're unfamiliar with one another, that does not exclude us from being called together in the grace of God.
所以当我们一看到一连接在主里头的时候
So when we're all connected in the Lord
那个身体就已经成形了
That body is already formed
但是那个身体是成形
Even though the body has been formed
还得要进一步看到
We must then go a step further to see
显明那个身体的肢体它们是完全的配搭的
The members that form this body must be fitly joined together
我想这个弟兄姊妹，我不需要解释。
I don't have to explain this. I believe brothers and sisters, you understand.
因为在我们这个人的生活的里边，每时每刻你脱不开肢体的配搭。
Because even in our own physical body, daily as we live, our members of our physical body have to work jointly together.
你肚子饿了。
When you're hungry,
你怎么去解决
？How do we solve that？
你个找啊！你找食物了。
Now we have to look for food.
去哪里找食物
？Where do we look for food？
但找食物的地方很多。
Now there are many places for food.
但是你跟食物是分开的。
Now we're separated from the food.
你想要得到食物
？In order to get the food，
食物在冰箱里。
Yeah, the food is in the fridge.
食物在那个店里。
Food is in the store.
那你怎么去拿到食物呢
？How do we go get the food？
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
需要我们教你吗？
Do we need to teach you?
我想不需要人教你。
You don't need to be taught.
连婴孩都不需要人家教。
Even the babies know how to get at the food.
因为他需要食物，他就会哭。
When they want food, they just cry.
他一哭你就知道，他要食物你就给他。
When the baby cries, you know they're hungry, so you feed food to them.
但是我们自己。
But for us,
那我们需要食物了。
When we are hungry, we need food.
你怎么得到食物呢？
How do we get the food?
你到冰箱那里拿。
We go to the fridge.
那你怎么去冰箱那里呢
？How do we go to the refrigerator？
两个手爬过去吗
？Can we go on our hands？
弟兄姊妹，你说开玩笑。
Brothers and sisters, you might say, "Are you joking?"
我有两条腿啊，我怎么要手跑路呢
？I have two legs. Why would I walk with my hands？
弟兄姊妹，你的腿就会走。
Then brothers and sisters, our legs will go to the fridge.
腿走到冰箱那里。
So now we're at the fridge.
里头有食物了。
There's food in the refrigerator.
你说我把你带到食物那里去了。
So I took you to the food.
那你就吃吧。
So eat.
你说我怎么吃啊
？How do I eat？
食物在冰箱里。
The food is inside the refrigerator。
不用人教的。
那 you don't need to be taught。
手就会动。
The hand will move。
那动了就打开拿了食物。
The hand will open the refrigerator, take the food, and you put it to the mouth。
嘴巴就说。
And the mouth would say。
你是什么人啊
？Who are you？
把什么都是塞到我嘴里头来。
What are you putting into my mouth？
你不会问的
You won't ask
你就吃了
You will eat
吃得津津有味
And it's very tasty
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这是什么
What is that
这是身体
This is the body
你说你怎么知道是身体
How do you know it's the body
因为所有的肢体都配合在一起为了一个目的
Because all the members are accordingly working toward one purpose
要叫你这个身体与欢喜
and so to cause nourishment joy to the body
啊，让你这个身体成长
and so for the body to grow
让你这个身体不感觉软弱
so that the body will not be weak
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我刚才说的是好事。
Now I say that is a good thing。
我说个坏事。
I can tell you something bad。
你病了
，you're sick。
你要吃药
，and you want to take medication。
你说药苦死了。
Oh, the medicine is bitter。
放在嘴里。
And so I put it to my mouth。
你吞不吞
？Will you swallow？
你可以不吞。
You don't have to swallow。
但是你还是吞下去。
You still swallow。
你为什么苦的还要吞下去
？Why do you even swallow that which is bitter？
因为你知道。
Because you know。
虽然我现在是吞了一点苦的事物。
Even though now I'm swallowing something that's bitter。
死的药物。
And this is very bitter。
但是叫我病好了。
But it will cause me to get better。
我就坦然。
And so I can be at rest。
我就没难处。
I have no hardship with that。
姊妹们，在我们日常的生活里头，主天天让我们在那里去学。如何活在肢体里
？Brothers and sisters, in our daily living, in our physical body, the Lord lets us learn how to live in the coordination of the body.
那我们说我们活在这个身体里头，是我们很知道啊，很容易啊。
So we say,
不需要你教啊，我都懂啊。
When we live in our own body, we know well. I don't need you to teach me. I know how to manage.
但是现在说到是身体里的肢体呢？
But,
一个是我，一个是他。
But when we say members in the body of Christ, one is you, one is me, and of course you're there.
那就是说，要叫我们这许许多人成为一个肢，成显出那个肢体的关系，而活出一个身体的事实。
So for all of us to dwell there, but to manifest the fitly joined together fact of this one body.
弟兄姊妹，这就不简单了。
Brothers and sisters, that's not simple at all.
我脾气是快的。
Now I have a quick temperament.
他脾气是慢的。
He has a slow temperament.
这两样你就一个很难拼在一起了。
It was hard to put two people of this different temperament together.
但是主说
，But the Lord says,
你们现在是活在基督的身体。
But now you live in the body of Christ.
你们不是活在自己的身体。
You're not in your own body.
你都是活在自己的身体里。
If you're in your own body,
那你就不在基督里。
Then you're not in Christ.
你又是在基督里。
If you're in Christ,
你自己的这个身体并不是影响你的动作的那个原因。
Then your body is not that which will influence your actions.
我们是在感谢我们的神的。
Indeed, we thank our God.
如果我们回到教会历史里面去看
，When we return to church history and see this,
教会是经过许许多多的难处才走到今天。
The church has gone through much hardship until today.
早期的教会，我们知道。
We know about the early church.
中断的教会，我们的历史，我们也多多少少的知道。
More or less, we have somewhat of the history of the church during the Middle Ages.
近代的教会，我们是亲身在其中有经历。
We are in experience of the modern day church.
我们都看到那种情形。
And we all see this condition.
那什么情形呢
？What is that condition?
就是神的儿女，他们心思向着主的时候，他们如何活出那个肢体的那个关系
？That is when the hearts of the children of the Lord are toward the Lord, how they live out the mutual relationship amongst the members of the body.
好像保罗在罗马书上给弟兄们问安的时候所说到的一些话。
Just as the greetings of Paul to the church in the to the Romans.
其中特别提到是什么呢
？What did Paul say?
他说要问亚基拉、白居拉他们的安。
He said, greetings to Aquila and Priscilla.
他们是保罗的好同工。
And they're good fellow laborers with Paul.
甚至为着我的缘故，他们把自己的景象也交出了自己的景象。
And who have for my life also laid down their own necks.
就是弟兄姊妹你就看到。
Brothers and sisters, then we can see.
肢体的关系能给带到一个地步，完全的忘记了自己的平安和喜乐，而要让受苦的肢体在那里得安息。
The mutual relationship of the members of one another in the body would forget their own hardship, but to greet for the peace and rest of another, and would even lay down their own necks for the other.
弟兄姊妹，你读到保罗说到对亚基拉保百基拉问案的时候，有没有什么特别的感觉？我不知道。
Brothers and sisters, when we read such a simple greeting from Paul to Aquila and Priscilla, I don't know what feeling, what emotions we have.
对我来讲，我知道。
But as for me, I understand.
我平常不大喜欢讲这些东西。
Normally, I don't like to share about these matters.
但是特殊的情形底下，我会轻轻提一提。
But under certain special circumstances, I'll lightly mention it.
我想很多在如果在美国里边长大的弟兄姊妹你也许不太会理会。
Perhaps for brothers and sisters who grew up in the U.S., we may not fully comprehend this matter.
如果是在中国来的弟兄姊妹们呢，应该多多少少有点印象。
But for brethren who come from mainland China, perhaps you will have a deeper understanding of such matters.
我不说大的问题。
And this is not a great issue.
我只是说一件事情。
But just a minor one.
你什么罪都不好犯。
You do not need to have any crimes.
对不对？你什么罪都可以犯。
Perhaps you have other crimes that you might
have. 但是有一个罪你是不能碰。
But there's one crime, one sin you cannot touch.
那就是反革命。
And that is to be an anti-revolutionist.
那要是你碰上反革命的这个问题。
If you're labeled as one who is anti-revolutionist.
那就很多事情在那里。
Then there will be many things, consequences to follow.
那感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
教会很多弟兄姊妹们都成了反革命。
Now there are many those of the church who are labeled as anti-revolutionists.
我也有幸给放在里头一阵子。
And I was fortunate enough to be labeled as one.
那么当然你背上这样的罪名的人啊，那个结果谁都可以知道。
Now, of course, we are familiar with those who are labeled as an anti-revolutionist in China, what consequences will follow.
那一个时候
At that time,
我们都给关起来了。
Those who were labeled such were imprisoned.
现在在我们聚会这一天的当中，也有好几个弟兄姊妹，就是我们在这里碰头，有些是我们当时一同在监里的，有些是就从劳改厂里头出来的。
There are even some in our midst, and perhaps we have met each other when we're imprisoned or in the labor camps, and we have all been there, and we have been released.
那里头的事情我不说。
I'm not getting into the details when
we're there. 我说的是我们的肢体的关系。
But what I want to get at is the mutual relationship amongst the members.
那时我还是一个年轻人嘛。
At that time, I was still a young man.
现在说起来，这时候是五六十年前的事了。
It was 50, 60 years ago.
那我还是一个年轻人。
So at that time, I was still a young man.
还在学校里头做学生，我不在学校里就做学生了，不过是离开学校是两三年。
I was not a student anymore, but I just finished school about two or three years.
但是今天有一个弟兄在我们中间，当时与我们一同碰到这个事情的呢。
But there's a brother in our midst that was in the same boat, same situation.
还是中学生。
At that time, he was only in high school.
16岁。
He was 16.
我不说那些是小事。
Not into the details.
我说就是这些人。
But even these individuals, because we're labeled as anti-revolutionists,
就到到反革命要到的地方去了。
So we're all put into camps.
那么我们那个时候说我自己好了，我。
Just for myself.
其他许多弟兄姊妹们的光景都一样。
But it's a similar condition for others.
我们没有亲人在那个地方。
We did not have any family there.
我们给抓进去了。
We were arrested.
那么里面的情形我也不说。
Without the details.
但是我要说的一件事是这样。
But what I'm trying to point out is,
那个时候在外头的人都吃不饱。
At that time, even those who were outside the camp were not fed, they were starved.
但是这反革命的人当然更吃不饱。
Then, of course, those who are in the camps would be even more starved.
那你怎么过来呢？
How do we get by under these conditions?
监牢里头。
In the prisons,
一个月准许一切亲人 把一点东西送进来。
They would allow for your family once a month to bring items to you.
我们没有亲人在哪里。
No, we don't have any family around.
谁给我们送东西来？
Who would deliver goods to us?
就是有东西送来。
Even if there were any.
他们自己的吃不饱，
Even,
还要把一些分出来分给另外的一个人。
Even themselves cannot be fed. How can they have extra portions to share with another?
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
那个时候牢里头的人啊，挤得满满的。
In the prisons, it was filled.
像我们现在这里住的一个房间，
Just as one of the rooms we have here,
就塞上十几个人。
There would be over a dozen in there.
不说那些。
Without the details.
每个月送东西来的时候，
each month when we would be deliver goods from the families,
我是应该没有人可以送东西来的。
I do not have anyone to deliver.
因为没有亲人在那里。
And my family is not there.
但是每个月都有一些都事物送进来。
But there are some items for me monthly.
特别是那个时候我身体有些不挺好，连那个药物都送了进来。
Especially I was not physically well, medicine would be delivered to me.
同住的人呢？
Those who I was rooming with.
有些是已经住了好久，但是他们什么东西都没有。
They have been there longer than I and they don't have any.
但是每次送东西来的时候，转到我手上的就是一大包。
But each time when it's time for the monthly delivery, I have a good package.
那个时候我说一大包也不过就是一个小包。
Even though I say it's a good package, the package is not very big, a small one.
但是别人看来就很炫目。
But when others see the package I receive, they admire.
但是我心里头就很有感觉了。
But within me, I have a deep appreciation.
谁给我送来呢？
Who delivered it?
除了弟兄姊妹，不会有别的人会记得有还有这些人。除了弟兄姊妹
，aside from brothers and sisters, no one would remember these individuals.
但是弟兄姊妹们给我们送这些东西来，他们要承担多少的难处呢
？As for the brethren who deliver them, there is hardship they must bear.
你们不知道什么叫做反革命，就不知道那个味道。
If we do not understand the labeling of an anti-revolutionist,
你知道什么叫做反革命，你就知道了。
We cannot fully understand the consequences, but if we know, then we can appreciate the difficulty.
你送东西去给那个反革命。
If you deliver goods to one who is labeled such,
你一定是反革命家属。
You must also be a family member of an anti-revolutionist.
那做就有其他的难处也跟。也发生到他那里。
Then hardship will also follow you.
我就不说那个太细的事。
I won't get into too much detail.
等到我恢复自由出来以后
，After I was released and gained my freedom,
我才懂得一件事，我才知道一件事。
I understood then.
每个月那个开送事物来，送那个那些物一些物件来。
The monthly delivery of the goods.
也不是那么简单。
It's not a simple process at all.
有一定的时间。
There's a set time.
时间过了，你送来也不收。
If you pass the deadline, they will not accept it.
时间没到，你送来也没人接。
If you come before that specific time, no one will receive it.
但是那个时间呢？
But
是。
Appointed time.
是他在里面搞政治运动的时候。
It's during the political situation.
所以监牢里面的都塞满了人了。
So under that political turmoil, all the prisons were filled.
所以送东西来的人也蛮多的。
So there are many who try to deliver goods to those in prison.
那些人怎么能送来呢？
How can they deliver then?
我们才知道。
Then we understand.
一些弟兄和是姊妹。
There's brothers and sisters.
清早的时候就开始收物件。
Even early in the morning, they would accept these goods.
他们半夜就到监狱门口来排队。
And they will, in the middle of the night,
wait outside the prison.
And just to get in line itself, in certain places, if you have experienced that, you will understand that situation. But now you're not trying to get on board to go somewhere, but you're trying to get in time to wait in line in prison. Even in the middle of the night.
你怎么去?
How do we go?
谁去?
Who's going?
我们出, 后来我们出来的时候,
After we were released,
我们就知道,
we know.
一些弟兄姊妹们, 天没亮, 逛街就到那边排着,
brothers and sisters, even in the middle of the night, we'll have to get in line.
盼望快点, 把物件送到我们手上,
desiring to quickly deliver the packages to us.
所以我读罗马书读到保罗说的他说把自己的景象也摆上了我很有感觉的
So I have deep emotions when I read the greeting of Paul.
这是肢体,
to Priscilla and Aquila, that they lay their necks down. This is the member, the members of one body.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
所以肢体这个关系, 不是别人把你强迫的,
so the relationship in the members of a body is not by force. If we truly live in Christ,
注意到主是我们的主,
and we focus on the fact the Lord is our Lord.
这是一个非常自然, 引出来的这个反应,
this is a very natural response.
我本来不是想说这段话的, 结果说了出来的时候, 把我的时间占去了。
I initially did not plan to share these words, but since I did, it has taken up my time.
所以我必须要把一些该要说的不说。
So now I have to edit out some that I want to say, and I cannot get to it.
不能说的一定要说, 不可以不说的就一定要说。
But there are words that I must say that I have to get to.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们所, 我们在信主的, 每一个信主的人在我们生命成长的过程里头起初你没有办法能活在肢体里的
Brothers and sisters, in the process of our growth in the Lord, at the beginning it's difficult for us to know what it means to live in the body.
你知道有肢体,
we know there are members of the body,
但是你不懂得肢体的那个实际的关系,
but we do not know the practical relationship amongst the members of one body.
但是我们是慢慢长要长大,
but gradually as we mature,
当我们长大的时候,
and as we mature,
我们就知道肢体是什么,
then we know what it means to be a member,
我们就会活到肢体里了,
and we enter into that body.
因此弟兄姊妹们, 当我们看到 菲律比书里面的那种光景，你说我们好像跟菲律比的光景不太像。
So brothers and sisters, when we read into the condition in the church in Philippi, perhaps we say our condition is not very close like their condition.
没有发生难处的时候，你就不太知道那个难处的光景。
When we have no difficulties, then we cannot fully understand the situation, the condition which that difficulty is in.
当你一发生难处的时候, 你就知道,
but when difficulty comes, then we'll realize
是肢体中间产生的一些小问题, 就造成教会的大难处。
Yes, in fact, the minor issues between members will become a major one amongst the church. But what happens when it becomes a major issue? We cannot allow for it to go on. We must deal with it. And when we handle it, do not return and say, why is it this happened to us? So now let me share a little bit about Paul and I'll get through it.
当我们看保罗的生命成长的过程的时候,
when we see the process of maturity in the life of Paul,
当中发生过一件事,
will surely recall the incidents he had with Barnabas.
那就是马可的事情,
and that has to do with Mark.
马可跟他们出去服侍主,
and Mark was sailing with Paul and Barnabas to serve the Lord.
原因我不说,
without the reason, we don't know exactly what the reason is.
马可在那个时候有点跟不上,
but at that time, regardless, Mark was not able to fully follow on.
等到第二次保罗他们要出外的时候,
so as they were ready to set sail again,
保罗就不允许马可跟着他去,
Paul would not allow for Mark to go along.
巴拿巴就为了马可就跟保罗就有一点
Therefore, Barnabas has some fellowship with Paul regarding Mark. But they cannot enter into that fellowship. And Paul insisted, I would not have Mark come along. I cannot use Mark. And Barnabas said, if you don't want Mark, I will take him. And that's what happened. If we end it there, we will say,
保罗跟巴拿巴发生难处了,
there's hardship between Paul and Barnabas.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, at that time, indeed, it was a hardship.
但是我们感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
他们是发生这个难处,
they had this hardship,
但是他们的心仍然向着主,
yet their hearts are still toward the Lord.
所以经过 一段时间以后,
so after a long period of time,
我们就看到一些事情,
we see some matters.
什么事呢?
What is that?
保罗在罗马监狱里边,
when Paul was in the Roman prison,
但是他一再给弟兄们的书信上头就提到马可,
but in the epistles to the brethren, he mentions Mark again.
他对哥罗西教会说啊,
he says to the Colossian church,
马可就会到你们那边去,
now Mark is to come to you.
但马可是谁的也,
now perhaps you don't know who Mark is. He is the cousin of Barnabas.
你们已经知道了,
and so when he comes, receive him.
等到他写提摩太后书的时候呢,
and when Paul writes 2 Timothy,
保罗就对提摩太说,
and Paul says to Timothy,
你来的时候,
when you come,
一定要把马可带来,
you must bring Mark with you.
因为他在传福音的事上对我很有帮助,
now because he is useful to me for my ministry.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你看到一件什么事情?
Do you see one thing?
如果你把这几个事情并起来,
if we connect this all together,
你是不是看到,
can we see?
保罗跟巴拿巴当中,
it seems there was difficulty between Paul and Barnabas. And God allowed for this hardship. But as long the Lord allowed for this hardship, it's not for them to live in this hardship. The Lord allowed for them to experience this hardship is because you claim to honor the Lord, but when there is this matter before you, there is still insistence on your part that you did not fully honor the Lord. Paul insisted on his way, and Barnabas insisted on his way. As a result, they separated.
主允许他们发生这个难处,
yet the Lord allowed for them to experience this hardship. But the Lord allowed for them in this hardship for them both to see.
他们的心如果真的是向着主,
if their hearts indeed are toward the Lord,
他们要合起来,
they have to reconcile,
他们要连接起来,
and they have to reunite.
所以起初保罗是很厉害的拒绝,
so at first, Paul insisted, I cannot take Mark.
后来保罗,
at the end,
就很清楚地说到, 我不能缺少保罗,
Paul clearly,
和马可,
Paul clearly says, I cannot do without Mark.
什么原因?
What is the reason?
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这个就是身体,
this is one body.
这个就是肢体,
this is members of one body.
什么时候我们真的是看见肢体, 看见身体,
whenever we see the body, Then we know how to live in the body. If we cannot live in the body, it will reflect for us. We know the Lord is Lord. Yet in reality, we do not live in the condition to honor Him truly as Lord. We thank the Lord.
腓立比书没有正面给我们说 基督身体的那个关系。
Philippians does not directly deal with the members of one body.
但是他确实把基督身体的那个实际
But in fact, in reality, it shows us very practically the one body.
让神的众儿女懂得活在身体里。
So all the children of God know how we ought to live in one body.
要叫身体被带到一个地步，全然的喜乐。
So that the body will be brought to a condition where there is complete joy. Then the heart of the Lord will be fully satisfied. And when the Lord sees that His body has matured to this point, He said, the time has come, I shall return. We thank the Lord when He appears in glory. We shall also appear together with Him in glory. In this process, that which opposed for us to live in such a joy is man himself. And whenever we are delivered from the self, and truly honor the Lord as supreme, we thank the Lord. The Lord is joyful, and we enter into His joy. And let us pray.
主啊，但愿你把我们常摆在你的光中。
Lord, always place us in your light.
让我们不是凭着自己的喜悦来行走。
That we would not walk according to our own pleasure.
让我们的心常向着你。
That our hearts are always toward you.
让我们的拣选是根据你。
Our choice is always according to you.
让我们所要得着的就是你的自己。
And what we desire to gain is you yourself.
愿你的心意成就在我们的身上。
And may your desire be accomplished upon us.
你的荣耀也就成了我们的荣耀。
And your glory will become our glory.
我们就脱离一切的捆绑限制，而接受你那。
And we will be delivered from all bondage and hindrance to receive the glory of your abundance.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
我们实在知道。
Indeed, we know.
凭着自己没有一个好的结果。
According to ourselves, we will not have a good end.
但愿你救我们脱离人的肉体。
May you deliver us from our own flesh.
让你引我们行走，一直等到。
That lead us to walk until we see you face to face.
荣耀归给你,
and all glory will be thine.
感谢爱戴归给你,
and love and adoration is yours.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.